Hi, welcome to the Billy the Frog and Other Stories podcast. I'm Mike, your storyteller. These stories are told live and made up on the spot. Enjoy.
Now, are you ready for a Billy the Frog?
Yeah.
Who do you want in this Billy the Frog?
A kangaroo.
Yeah.
A dinosaur.
Yeah.
And Kevin Kangaroo.
Two Kevin Kangaroos.
No, the dinosaur, Tina Cat.
Tina Cat,
dinosaur,
yeah.
Kevin Kangaroo too.
Yeah.
And a dippy dog.
A dippy dog, okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like you know exactly who you want in there.
Yeah.
Is Billy the Frog in there too?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I've got an idea. Billy the Frog woke up one morning and he was feeling super tired. So he slept in a little while and then he got up. He made himself a morning cup of tea. To make himself a juice. Okay, yep. Well, he likes juice and he likes tea. He made himself some toast with fly jam and he was settling in for the morning.
It's like toast.
Yeah. And it was a Saturday morning, so he was just taking it easy. And there was a knock at the door.
Why did he knock on here?
I knocked on your bed because I was just trying to do a knocking sound for the story.
Oh, that is...
Yeah, you like that?
Why would this do?
Well, I just knocked once so that it would sound like the door knocking.
Oh!
Yeah. Shall we continue with the story?
Why did you do that?
Oh, just so it would sound nice in the story, because I'm telling a story about...
Why did you do that?
I'm just trying to be a good storyteller, that's all.
Oh.
Are you ready to get on with the story?
Yeah.
All right, bye. Billy the Frog heard a knock at the door and he thought...
Why somebody do that again?
Oh, well, I just thought I'd do it again because I said a knock at the door. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So there was a knock at the door and Billy the Frog...
Again.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to continue the story, that's all. So, Billy the Frog, I'll continue just after that bit. Billy the Frog went off to the door that he heard. There was someone on the other side of the door. And he thought, I'm not expecting anyone to come. And he was intrigued. And so he opened the door and he saw, do you know who was there? Who?
Kangaroo, a dinosaur, Tina Cat, and Dippy Dog.
Well.
A dinosaur.
Well, you've just named all his mates. But that's not who he saw. At the door was Terry the Turtle. And Billy used to go to primary school with Terry the Turtle.
Yeah. Like how happened.
That's right. So Billy said, oh, g'day, Terry.
Then Mr. Fab had to go.
Right.
Like too.
And Terry the Turtle said, g'day, Billy. I just dropped by. I was walking this morning and I saw your place and I thought, I'll come and drop by and I'll see what you're up to. And so Billy loved it. He said, mate, it's so good to see you. It's been years since I've seen you. We went to primary school together and it'd be lovely to have a chat with you. I said, you know what Billy did?
Yeah.
He invited Terry in for a cup of tea.
A juice,
okay. And maybe Billy had some scones left over from the day before. And so Billy the Frog put some scones out, made a fresh pot of tea and a little bit of juice, because you insist on juice. And Terry started telling stories. He said, "Billy, mate, do you remember when we were kids? Do you remember playing basketball? Do you remember playing cricket?" And Billy and Terry shared some lovely stories. And then, all of a sudden, Terry said, "Billy, do you remember one day when you wet your pants at school?" And Terry started laughing so much. And Billy was just a bit embarrassed, actually. He said, yeah, I remember that. That was a bit embarrassing. And Terry could not stop laughing. "And do you remember," said Terry, "that..."
"Yeah, I remember that."
"Yeah, you remember that. And do you remember," said Terry, "that you had big wet stains on your pants?" "Ha, ha, ha, ha," said Terry. And Billy, getting more embarrassed, said, "Yeah, I remember, mate. That happened." And Terry continued to laugh. "And do you remember, Billy, all the wet stains, and everyone was pointing and laughing at you?" And Terry, actually, by this stage, was being a bit rude. And Billy was getting more and more embarrassed about it. And he actually didn't like Terry laughing at him. "Ha, ha, ha, ha," said Terry. "That was so funny. You were so silly. I can't believe you stuck around at school. And do you remember," said Terry, "that the teacher got you a spare pair of pants? And they, the only pants left, they were pink. Pink track pants." "Ha, ha, ha, ha," said Terry.
Green.
Yeah. You want his track pants to be green, the ones he changed into. And Terry was laughing at Billy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Like your blanket, isn't it?
Yeah.
Green like your blanket. And Terry was laughing at Billy. And Billy was not feeling very good at this stage. And actually, he thought, "I don't need this. This is actually getting pretty rude. In my house, this guy has come over to my house and is being rude to me about something that happened years ago." And do you know what Billy did?
Yep.
Billy said, "Terry, mate, that's old news, buddy. I think it's time for you to go." "What?" said Terry. "We've only just got started, Billy." And Billy said, "Well, actually, mate, I've got other things to do." Even though Billy didn't have other things to do, he just wanted Terry out of that place. He wanted Terry out because he was being a bit rude to Billy. So Billy walked over to the door and said, "Thanks, mate. Thanks for coming by. I'll see you another time." And Terry was a bit startled, a bit shocked, but he said goodbye. And out the door he walked. And Billy shut the door. And he went over and sat on his couch and thought, "Oh, did I do the right thing? I just pushed him out the door. But he was being rude. That was embarrassing. Why did he have to bring up all that stuff?" Billy really hadn't dealt with it. He hadn't dealt with his past very well. And then, do you know what happened?
Yeah.
There was a knock at the door.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah. And Billy thought, who is this? Has Terry come back?
No.
Oh, mate.
He's coming to me.
You reckon?
Yep.
Do you reckon it's his friends at the door? So Billy walked over to the door, looked outside, couldn't see anyone because they were kind of behind the door, it's hard to see. He opened the door and there was...
Coming to the room and Tina Cat, Dizzy Dog and Dinosaur.
Yes, they were all his friends. All the ones he just said, Kevin Kangaroo, Tina Cat, Digby Dog and Stomp the Dinosaur, and they all had come around.
And got Digby Dog and Tina
Cat. Yeah.
And coming to the moon. And you got coming to the moon, Digby Dog.
Yes. And they were all there and they said, hey, Billy, we were just dropping by. We thought we'd say g'day and see how you're going today. And so all of his friends came in and they shared their stories about what they've been doing and they made Billy feel so good about himself and they encouraged him and said how much they liked him. And do you know what Billy did? Do you know what Billy did?
Yep.
He went off to the kitchen and said, guys, thanks for coming round, but I don't have any food right now. Just you wait. So Billy went into the kitchen, he made his special sausage rolls, he made a fresh batch of lamingtons, he did some lemonade, which was so nice from his fresh lemon trees in the garden, and at the very end, do you know what he brought out?
Yep.
A crockenbush.
Huh?
Do you know what a crockenbush is?
Yep.
It's like profiteroles all stacked up high in a big tower. And Billy the Frog just whipped it up just like that. No worries, mate. Yeah, no worries, mate. And so Billy the Frog and all his friends had a lovely afternoon tea of sausage rolls and lamingtons and lemonade and a crockenbush to finish it off. The... Yeah, crockenbush. It's a funny word, isn't it?
Yeah.
The end.
I'm mummy and milk.
You want mummy and milk?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see what we can do.